set of brachas, Mishnah Beis. We are bringing, the Mishnah is bringing another machlokes between Beisham and Tzilo. This is whether one washes his hands before he makes the Kiddush, or he makes the Kiddush before he washes his hands. So, they say, which means the Shami held, the one should wash his hands first before he takes the Kiddush cup and makes the broch on the Kiddush cup. But the Hill says that one makes the Kiddush and only afterwards washes his hands. What is the logic of this machlokes? So, number one, is this is relating to, it's because of an issue of Tumah V'Tayyah. Hands that are not washed have a status of shniyos l'tumah. They have a certain level of tumah, and if the wine pours over the rim of the cup and the rim of the, and the outside of the cup is kiddush cup is wet with wine, and then his hands which are tumah are touching them, it touches that wine, that will be the time of the kiddush. So that's the logic of the shamay. To make sure your hands are tumah. Therefore, even if there's wine on the outside of the cup, and your hands will touch them, your hands are tar, they won't be mitzvah as a wine, and they won't be mitzvah in the cup. The Hill says we don't have to be concerned for wine flowing over the cup, and therefore we're not concerned even if your hands are tummy, there'll be nothing to be mitzvah, because the tummy hands can only mitzvah the wine, they cannot be mitzvah in the cup directly. It's interesting, halacha says that we know that we fill up the cup to the top. If Shlomo Zalman Arbel, the Shlomo Zalman Arbel, writes in this Mishnah, when they meant to fill it to the top, it doesn't have to be mamash pouring over, because if so, they would also be moited that the cup would always have wine on the outside. Must mean you fill it close to the top. It doesn't have to be in a situation that if you pick it up, it's going to spill over. That's number one. Now, number two is obviously we're passing like they spill over here. Even so, the Rambam brings a minig, which most people do not have. Our general minig is we wash after Netilas. We wash after we make the Kiddush. There are those in the Yekesh community that they wash before Kiddush, which sounds like they shamay, but the truth is it's based on the Tosfos and some other Rishonim that say that the Tomach Lekes is not by Kiddush. Talking about other situations which you're making a bracha on wine, but on Shabbos when you're drinking the wine before the meal at Kiddush and there's a halacha of Kiddush Makom Suda, we don't want there to be any hefsek between the Kiddush and the Suda, and therefore you wash your hands before the Kiddush and immediately after Kiddush you can make that moitzi. Once again, the general halacha in most kilos of Klal Yisrael today is to wash after the kiddush. There are those kilos, especially the Yekesh kilos, that wash beforehand.